guest. We'll have more coming up tomorrow from the community. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Knapp Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 58 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Any clues as to who Vice President Harris will choose as her running mate?
I got nothing for you, man.
That's one of the contenders, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. That choice expected to be announced today ahead of a rally tonight in Philadelphia. Debbie, now a tropical storm, blamed for 5 deaths across the southeast. Historic rain is projected. That has people like Caroline Morris in Charleston worried about their homes.
We forgot one vent, so we had to come back and from our house in West Ashley and cover it up.
Parts of the region could see 20 inches of rain. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said late Monday that round-the-clock diplomacy is underway amid fears of a wider war in the Middle East involving Israel. Pentagon said U.S. military personnel were injured in a rocket attack on a base in western Iraq. And investors hoping early indicators of a better day on Wall Street hold. Futures markets are trading higher. This is ABC News. Federal investigators will question Boeing officials today about the door plug that blew off a passenger jet mid-flight earlier this year. A nearly billion-dollar decision in a case over a funeral home cheating families, says ABC's Chuck Severson.
The Colorado Springs funeral home owners, who allegedly stored 190 decaying bodies and sent grieving families fake ashes, are ordered by a judge to pay $950 million to victims' relatives in a civil case. That from the attorney involved. But it's unlikely to be paid. The owners, John and Carrie Halford, are in financial trouble and face hundreds of criminal charges. Plaintiffs say they're disappointed the Halfords didn't show up for the hearings because they wanted to hear how and why it was allowed to happen. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Nissan says it's come up with what it dubs a cool paint designed to help keep people inside cars cooler. The engineers say it could keep interior temperatures down by 10 degrees. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
5 minutes after 7, 58 degrees at WRCO. We'll check out some details on the weather in just a moment.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday at 11:30. This week's auction includes a retirement auction from Iowa County. All home-raised and using AI breeding, Holstein cows are bred back to AI. Black Angus, milked in a stall barn. Plus, a high-quality run of fresh cows, two-year-olds milking and bred back cows. Springing heifers, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, and baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stateauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
Today, a high of 76, some scattered light rain at times, otherwise sun developing this afternoon. Northeast winds at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with fog possible, a low of 53. Wednesday, sunny to partly cloudy and mild, a high of 78. And Thursday, a slight chance of a light shower, partly sunny and 77. Right now in Richland Center, after a little bit of storm activity last night, you might have realized that, might have wasted a good night's sleep for you. A little bit thundery and a little bit lightning and some heavy rain and some wind as well, which caused some limb damage. No reports of any major damage in our immediate area, but quite a lot of rain, especially in the Boscobel area. A couple of inches reported in the Reedstown area. Here at WRCO, just over an inch in the heavy storm last night. Since midnight, 15 one-hundredths of an inch early on this morning. And so the tornado sirens went off in some communities, Boscobel as well. And so it looks like we weathered the storm. But again, we'll be giving you more updates as the day goes on and how that major storm went on and affected Wisconsin. 58 right now at WRCO as we get set for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. This is Chris Stapleton.
Tiptoed in a room. I know you got to have your rest. She says, come lay beside me. I've been waiting since you left. Man alive. my breath away. Might not get to heaven, but I walk with the angels that day.
Stapleton on WRCO Radio, 7:12 the time. A dark and stormy night. Hats off to our own Tim Feed, who was here late last night and doing a great job with storm coverage on the radio. That's what local radio is all about, trying to keep people safe. And we did our part last night, but thanks to Tim for doing that and keeping us up to date. Mike Jessen, Emergency Management, was in as well to update us on how it went. And hopefully, that's the last severe storm night of the year. Yeah, we'll see. I remember way too many opening night or second week of high school football games over the years where, oh, keep the lightning away. Whoops. Nope, I guess not. And then you're delayed or you come back the next day or you play a shortened game. So, like I say, hopefully it's out of its system there. Helps to have the humidity down. Wasn't it something you walk out this morning? It's like, whoa, is this September? What's going on? 58 at WRCO. Here is Eli Young Band.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. This went down as I crossed the I ain't got ways.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Take me on a one-way flight in your loving arms, and everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand, no one else could understand. You're the one who moves me like nobody else can. Take me down where I want to be. Turn around this man who lives inside of me. Take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong. Take me down. Take me down. See a light. It's your emotions glowing bright. So keep the fires burning and let it warm me through the night. You can be a part of me, 'cause you're what love was meant to be. You and me, baby, we'll set this flame inside us free. You don't have to stay forever. Let's just put our hearts together, share another night in ecstasy.
WRCO Radio, it is 20 minutes after 7.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We all like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Your attention, please. Brogan's Hardware in Boscobel will close the doors soon. Save 50% on all bulk hardware, including nuts, bolts, screws, grade 5 and 8, stainless, brass, and more. And while it lasts, half off all lamps, frame prints, bed sheets, Christmas, and select items throughout the store. All furniture is 30% off. Everything goes. Brogan's Retirement Liquidation Sale is on now. Prices slash on grills, power equipment, and rental department. First come, first serve. Brogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 5. All sales final. See store for exclusions, cash or credit cards only.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox. No searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only, and for occasional correspondence, it will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Our team of certified lactation counselors at the Richland Hospital and Clinics will tell you breastfeeding is a learned skill. New babies and moms sometimes have trouble finding a position that works for them. With practice and support, most mothers can breastfeed successfully. As part of National Breastfeeding Month, our Birth Center team wants to remind everyone that we're here to support your family's breastfeeding journey by offering coaching and support before birth, during your hospital stay, and after you and your little one are back home.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hank?
Good greetings. I'm not going to even sing this morning because you keep muting me.
Oh, sorry.
I figured that out.
Get a bad storm at your house?
We did. Rain blowing sideways. Yep. So we got a new shower.
I bet. Yeah. I heard the sirens went off.
Yep. So
kept you awake a little bit.
A little bit. Watching Andy Griffith, I guess.
Oh. So you're not your effervescent self.
No, today. I'm not.
No.
So, but, you know. But I'm here.
Yeah.
And I have a quiz for you, young man.
Ooh. All right.
So you're not, just because we had bad storms doesn't mean that you get out of quiz.
Oh, boy. I should have studied. My dog ate my homework.
I tell you what you can do. You can go run your 5K today.
Oh.
Great weather.
Uh-huh.
Go see the puppy dogs for the city and the county.
National night out.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
So it should
we'll be
out there. Night, yeah.
Good times. Always good to see.
No humidity out there.
No. Should be pretty good.
Shouldn't have any problems running that.
Checking on the grounds. It could be a little squishy. I'm thinking that's probably the only obstacle. Otherwise, the weather's supposed to be pretty nice today.
It's just gorgeous today.
Yep.
So, but anyway, it's kind of nice to walk outside this morning and go, ooh.
Yeah.
Who left the air conditioner on?
Isn't it a difference?
Oh, my. It was huge.
Tell immediately. It's like the fever broke.
Yeah, the fever broke. We're going to make it, Phil.
Yeah,
we're going to make it.
Well, what's the quiz on today?
Well, it's just a lot of nothings.
Oh.
So
it's a pretty typical quiz then.
What does that mean?
Well, that's kind of the format, right? All right.
All right, buddy. Are you ready?
I'm writing my name.
All right.
Philip. Okay.
Did you write the day's date?
Yes, I did.
What year is it,
86. Oh, 24. Do I get extra credit for that?
Well, I'm just making sure I don't have to take anything away.
Oh.
What is the highest temperature ever recorded on Earth, Philip? Is it A, 129, B, 134, C, 137, or D, 140?
Wow. All right.
All right. Number two, which U.S. city is known as the hottest city in the nation, Philip? Can you say it right off your head?
No.
All right. Is it A, Phoenix, B, Las Vegas, C, Miami, or D, El Paso, Texas?
All right.
All right. Number three, what is the process by which human body cools itself? Is it A, conduction, B, convection, C, radiation, or D, evaporation?
Hmm. Okay.
Number four, which drink can actually dehydrate you in extreme heat, Philip? Is it water, A, B, iced tea, C, soda, or D, coffee?
All right.
All right. Which animal fingerprints are so familiar, so similar to humans that they can potentially be confused as at a crime scene? All right. Is it A, koala, B, chimpanzee, C, gorilla, or D, orangutan?
All right.
What fruit, is this number six?
Mm-hmm.
What fruit was once so rare that it was displayed in a museum? A museum's. All right. Is it A, mango, B, pineapple, C, kiwi, or D, pomegranate?
All right. Go ahead.
Which country has an annual wife carrying competition championship?
I've heard about this. Yeah.
I think you have.
Uh-huh.
All right, is it A, Sweden, B, Norway, C, Finland, or D, Denmark?
Hmm. All right. All right.
What is the first toy to be advertised on television?
Oh, I think I know that.
Do you?
I think so.
All right. Is it A, Mr. Potato Head? Is it B, Barbie? C, Slinky? Or D, Lego?
Okay.
Okay. What was the first patent service uniform in the U.S.? All right. Was it A, firefighter? B, postman? C, stewardess? Oh. Or D, McDonald's?
Wow.
Tough quiz, buddy.
Those are tough. All right. Okay.
Number 10. Which country has the highest number of vending machines per capita? A, United States, B, South Korea, C, Japan, or D, Germany?
Take a shot. All right.
What do you think you got, buddy?
Six.
Really?
That's what I'm predicting. Yep, six.
It was a kind of a tough quiz, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
You're welcome.
There are quite a few answers, I think, that are similar.
Yes.
Could be.
I did that purposely.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. All right.
Should I go back and rewrite the quiz?
No, that's all right. All right.
Number one, Philip. What was the highest temperature ever recorded on Earth?
134 degrees.
Do you know where that was?
I would say it was in the desert.
Death Valley, USA.
Death Valley.
In 1913.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
All right. Which U.S. city is known as the hottest city in the nation? Is it Phoenix, Las Vegas, Miami, or El Paso?
Phoenix.
That is true.
A lot of times you'll hear about the nation's high, and yep. Oftentimes it is Phoenix, especially in the summer.
What is the process by which the human body cools itself? Is it A, conduction, B, convection, C, radiation, or D, evaporation?
I went with A.
No, not conduction. It is evaporation.
Is it really? Yes. Wow. Well, it ain't going out of the fridge today. Well. Man.
So you already give up. It's over in it.
Yep. I'm just cashing.
Well, everybody be kind.
Go ahead.
All right, buddy. Which drink can actually dehydrate you in extreme heat? Is it water, Iced tea, soda, or coffee?
I'd say soda.
No, it's coffee.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. No, I've always heard that, you know, you shouldn't drink soda.
Yeah, but coffee is, out of all those, coffee is the worst for you.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I remember my dad a lot of times would come in from the fields and have coffee.
Yes.
And, you know, right in the middle of summer. Yeah, and
my father, too.
What are you doing? Yeah. But he claimed that it cooled him down, actually. Like it was, you know, I don't know whether it did or not.
Right.
That was kind of his take on it.
Yeah, so. But my dad drinks it, too.
Yep.
So I was like, isn't it too hot? Nope.
Nope.
Which animal's fingerprints are so familiar to humans that they could potentially be confused at a crime scene, Philip? Is it a koala, chimpanzee, gorilla, or orangutan? This is kind of a trick question.
I said gorilla. I got C.
No, it's koala.
Is it? I changed my
answer. You did have it down there.
I did have koala, and I'll tell you why, because from what I've read, heard, koalas are shy little creatures.
Yeah, they are shy. They would never be at a crime scene.
Stay in the tree. Yeah, exactly. They stay in the trees, and I can't imagine that they would be at a crime scene. So that's why I changed my answer.
No, I'm just saying.
What do you do? What do you do, Hank?
What do you do?
You led me astray.
No, I did not lead you astray. What fruit was once so rare that it displayed in museums?
Mango.
No, it was a pineapple.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I'm stinking up the place today.
It was a pineapple, Philip. Which country has an annual wife-carrying championship? Is it Sweden, Norway, Finland, or Denmark?
Well, I had C, so that's Finland.
It is Finland.
All right. Whew. Back on the winning track.
Did you take June over there?
No. But I know there's a place that they recreate that here in the States.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
I want to say it might be during Mardi Gras, but
really?
It seems like we read about it every year that they do it here in the country just to kind of come.
Well, to me, it's equal rights. So, I mean, the wife should carry the husband's too. I mean,
well, there you go.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television, Philip?
Mr. Potato Head.
It is Mr. Potato Head.
I knew that one.
And I threw Slinky in there just for the heck of it. Because I thought it would throw you off.
They all came out a little bit later.
Yep, they did, didn't they?
Yep.
So you know your toys like you do your music.
I do. I do know
toys. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. The old toys.
Yeah. What was the first patent and service uniform in the U.S., Philip? Was it firefighter, postman, stewardess, or McDonald's uniform?
I went with stewardess.
It is a stewardess uniform. Good for you. Yeah, it's pretty good. I threw the McDonald's one in there.
Yeah, well, so, it could have been, too.
Yep. Which country has the highest number of vending machines per capita?
I would say Japan.
You are exactly right, young man.
Well, I went on a 4-game losing streak there in the middle.
You did, didn't
but
you?
I got my 6 right, like I said.
Yeah, you did. You
six
did.
6 right. But, yeah, I had 3, 4, 5, and 6 wrong.
New to WRCO, Philip. New to the WRCO. Now their quizzes at 7:40 will be posted on Facebook.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
All right.
So,
hear all my bad calls a little bit later on, then, I guess.
Well, no, I mean the test itself will be posted on.
Oh, there. Not the audio.
Yeah, not. Oh. Well, I'm sure the audio will. Whatever Adam wants to do to us,
yeah.
He could probably make you get a 10 out of 10 if
maybe
he
change it. Sure,
change it.
I could battle AI maybe and. You know, see how I do.
You didn't do very well. Buddy, I hope your day is awesome. And,
yep.
Everybody go out and support tonight's outing. And be kind, Phil.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Based on an understanding of your unique situation, your agent can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Personal service every mile of the way with your agent is as close as a call or email. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Here's your history lesson for today, 1965. President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act, prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. In 1988, Yo! MTV Raps made its debut. That was in 1988. And in 1991, the World Wide Web made its public debut as a means of accessing web pages over the Internet. That's where it started all those years ago, 1991. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Brandon Wetter from Grandma Sue. Richland Center Primary School, with notes for Sadie Clerken and also Elian Bolanos Borello with a birthday today. Have a great day on your special day, the 6th of August. Happy birthday, Danny Pickle from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. And happy 18th to nephew Daniel Pickle from Lori and the guys. Birthday blessings to Sherry Krause from your Avoca United Methodist Church family. Lacey Luxton, happy day today from Larry and Donna. Will Burrows from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Have a great day. And it's also Tom King's birthday. Greetings from the Valley. Willow Valley wishing you the best. Happy birthday to Casey King as well. It's a busy day in Willow Valley. Happy birthday to Grandma Kleppy. Have a great day today. And we have a happy birthday wish as well to Matt Nelson from Grandma Newberry. Happy birthday wishes to Corey Knable from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Have a great day today to Corey. Also, happy wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Sue Price, Pat McHenry from the residents and staff of Schmidtland Hills. Have an awesome day. RC Lions today saluting Lacey Luxton, Bailey Wirtz, Oakley Aubrey Fontana, Brooke Bindle, Anita Alexander, and Carson Stifler. Happy birthday, Anita Alexander from Richland Center United Methodist Church. On a special day, best wishes to Brandon Federley and Charlie Jones from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. to Brooke Bindle. Have a great day today from Bob and Heidi Shear. And wishes from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Tom Babel, Ernie Faga, to David Hatch, Pat McHenry, Carol Pospickel, Haley Schneider, Rebecca Stoltz, and Sean Stone. Happy anniversary to Peter and Lauren Broadbent, to Dana and Lenore Wilkie, and to Josh and Alicia Martin.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
News right around the bend. We'll have a check of sports next hour. It's the opening day for high school football practice. Maybe one of the cooler mornings for that to start. Normally it's 100 degrees by 8 o'clock on the first day of football practice, but not today.
When I'm all through, if I haven't been what they think I should be, if the total isn't high enough when they figure me, when I grow old, if there's no gray from worry in my hair, what do I care? What do I care? What do I care? Just as long as you were mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip? I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money? And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care? What do I care just as long as you were mine a little while? When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip? I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money? And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care?
Johnny Cash on WRCO. What do I care? Phil and the opening, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again next hour. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 58 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Scattered light rain ending by later this morning, then sun developing this afternoon with a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear, fog possible, a low of 53. In Richland Center, it is 58 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Last night, strong storms hit southwest Wisconsin, which prompted two tornado warnings and a severe thunderstorm warning starting at 11. Mike Jessen, the new director of emergency services for Richland County, spoke with WRCO's Tim Thied late last night about the storms.
We initially were aware this morning that we had a high risk for some severe weather this afternoon, just with the instability of the atmosphere. And like I kind of put on the Facebook page, our atmosphere is about as stable as a newborn giraffe. It was very unpredictable to kind of march out what the weather's going to look like this evening. So we were in communication with National Weather Service in La Crosse, as well as some other area emergency managers throughout the day, kind of watching the system build over the Dakotas, come through Minnesota, and eventually into Wisconsin. We were actively monitoring it in the Emergency Operations Center, effective about 6:30 p.m. today, and have been monitoring that ever since. Watching the systems build over in Minnesota is producing quite a few tornadoes. We didn't anticipate the system to super well stay together over the Mississippi River, but it had enough energy in the air to do so. As it moved our way, we were monitoring that one cell kind of to the south there that was spinning up quite a few tornadoes. So that's what eventually caused that tornado warning in southwestern Richland County.
During the storms, there was a report of tornado activity.
As soon as we had a warning, we did actually have a funnel cloud reported just northeast of Bosqueville on Highway 60. So far, all we've heard of is some tree branches down. So I've heard of no injuries to people, no damages to homes. That may change when the sunlight comes up in the morning. But if there is somebody that has received some damage or major damage, please give us a call. Let us know at the emergency management office. That would be very helpful to know that information.
As of last night, a tornado touchdown is unknown.
The initial spotting of it was a funnel cloud, which very quickly became rain-wrapped. It would be very, very hard to tell. I think the National Weather Service has a lot of work in front of them over the next few weeks with the amount of tornado warnings that were issued tonight to determine which ones have touched the ground and which ones have not. So I think it'd be quite a while before if we know we had touchdown, but as it stands right now, before daylight, it'd be hard to tell.
Justin also took precautions to make sure the City of Richland Center residents were kept safe.
I know we're not used to hearing tornado sirens in the City of Richland Center proper. I did request that activation this evening because of that potential tornado on the ground near Highway 60. It was really difficult to track whether that was moving northeast or southeast. And with radar indicated rotation within 10 miles of the city limits, I requested the dispatch center do that. We did not have a tornado on the ground or obvious rotation over the City of Richland Center, but it was potentially impending, and I wanted to make sure that we activated the emergency alert system as soon as we could.
We received 1 5/100 inches of rain at the WRCO studios during last night's storms, and another 0.14 of an inch since midnight. If you come upon any water in the roadway, remember, turn around, don't drown. Richland County Emergency Management will report any road closures and storm damage to the public as they are discovered. If you have any storm damage, report it to your local municipality. You can contact Richland County Emergency Management at 608-647-8187. That's 647-8187. Wisconsin has its first traces of West Nile for this virus for the summer. The disease was confirmed in a dead bird found in Chippewa County and a blood donor in Washington County. The human patient is not considered to have an actual case of the virus since symptoms never developed. The disease is not usually harmful to humans, but in rare cases can exhibit as fevers, headache, rashes, all the way to seizures and coma in extremely rare cases. Since the virus is transmitted by mosquitoes, be sure to remove as many sources of water from your property as you can and reduce exposure to the bugs while outside. The Richland School District will be hosting super registration today from 1 to 7 at the Richland Center High School. All Richland School District students and families are encouraged to attend. Sabrina Ryder is a teacher with the district. She will be on hand to assist in the registration process.
I will be one of the people that help you fill out your registration papers or get signed into Skyward. That seems to be a hitch in the giddy up every year. You have parents that forget their password. You haven't used it all summer. You don't remember how to log in. We just really easily reset your password and get you going on your way. Just have a little patience with us. Sometimes we have a line. We have translators that will help you fill out your paperwork if you need to. We have, probably like 30 computer stations set up, and there are about six of us, and we just kind of float around and help you fill out your paperwork, answer questions. It's a really great opportunity to also meet your school principals. They'll be there, and they'll have little tables set up. So if you have a new student to the district, they can put a name to a face. It's really nice.
Super registration will be held from 1 to 7 today at the Richland Center High School. National Night Out will be held tonight from 5 to 8 at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. WRCO's intern Michael Hernan has more of what to expect.
The National Night Out will have a K9 5K walk run beginning at 5:30, with registration opening at 4:30, live music, K9 demonstrations, face painting, a bounce house, and a first responder team challenge at 6:45. National Night Out also offers a fire truck demo at 5:45, as well as some other fire department vehicles on display. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gald thinks these gadgets are worth checking out.
We've been able to, with the donation of Jones Chevrolet and Cardinal CG, the ultra-high pressure truck that it was in the paper this week, that is in service. That goes out to every call with two members. First fire it went on, it had the tractor fire that we had. It was quite a ways out of town, but they had pretty much contained the fire with that truck before the engine got there. So it does exactly what it does depending on the situation. It's just a tool in the toolbox and will not work on all calls, but some calls it will, and first call out it worked great. So I'm very excited about that. We'll have that there along with our drone. Our drone team, we've got four or five operators of that, and we'll be there showing that off too. And we continue to make that stronger too, working with the different agencies that we help out with that.
Gold invites you to not only check out the vehicles, but also to learn how they work and what they are used for.
The drone will, we'll fly that, show the infrared out. We've got a TV display so everybody can kind of see what we can see when we're on a scene. We usually set it up in our command vehicle, and officers or whoever, when we're searching for somebody, can see exactly what the drone operator sees on their small display on a 45-inch TV. And it's pretty neat to see. You'll think you'll see something and it might be deer or whatever, but how that infrared works, it's pretty neat. And then the ultra-high pressure will just, open the topper and show everything that we've got on that. We're keeping it simple. It's got a thermal imaging camera on it. It's got AED, and then the basic pump in the back and how that works.
National Night Out will take place from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock at Crosscut Park. For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
It's a busy week for Walk with Grace organizers. If you need to pick up or drop off items, the Grace office will be open today from 11 to 5 and Thursday from 8 to 2. The Captain's Night and Survivor Reception will be held Wednesday night beginning at 5 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The evening will include a free will donation pizza buffet and a short program at 6, featuring researchers from the Carbone Cancer Center in Madison and Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Team captains are urged to turn in team packages tickets. All calendar raffle tickets and luminaries sold must be turned in at this time to count toward the team total for this year. Money can be turned in at the walk, but will not count towards the team total. After 173 years, the Wisconsin State Fair still draws thousands of people to the West Dallas area each year. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations, says they keep changing with the times.
We're really starting to dip into comedians on our State Fair main stage and really just trying to bring in new things. We have a karaoke stage this year. We have a game room. Just some really different things that keep fairgoers coming back year after year. But then they're also coming for those same amazing traditions like the giant slide and a cream puff.
Cream puffs and the Wisconsin State Fair are almost synonymous. While people attend the fair for all types of reasons, agriculture is still the anchor.
Agriculture is what started the Wisconsin State Fair back in 1851 here in Wisconsin, and that just continues to ring true for us. Tons of agriculture shows. People love to come to the Clydesdales the first few days of the fair.
The Wisconsin State Fair runs today through Sunday in West Dallas.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, August 6th. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Catherine Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison, died Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91, of Madison.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. It's 8 o'clock.